You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. When pianist Chad Lawson approached the music of Chopin, he had one thing in mind: space.
I wanted to show that even in this bare-bones form, that the music of Chopin could just be as captivating and spellbinding, even in the most simplest of landscapes, really.
Living in Charlotte, North Carolina, the state where he was born, Chad Lawson is tall and slender with short blonde hair and looking much younger than his four decades on the planet. He began his professional career as a jazz pianist, having studied at the Berklee School of Music.
And the funny thing is, I was a Keith Jarrett nut growing up and listening to jazz. With the trio, with the piano trio, with the drummer Al Siergel and the bass player Zach Page, we had a concept that we wanted to set ourselves apart from other jazz trios going on. Because what we found a lot in jazz is it's a very, let me show you what I can do kind of thing. Let me show you how many chops I can play. So we came up early on with the idea of create, don't compete. And just to let there be areas where the listener can just soak in what just happened, you know, and just allow that to use this word again, to resonate, you know.
That's music from the Chad Lawson Trio. You recorded three jazz albums with them at the turn of the millennium. He also worked extensively as a session musician and toured with singer Julio Iglesias. Maybe I didn't hold you. But during that tour in 2007, he had a change of direction.
I had wanted to record a solo piano album for a number of years, but my mindset was, there are so many solo artists. Who in the world wants to listen to one more person do solo piano? And I'll never forget this. It was on the Julio Iglesias tour. We were in Spain. Huge audience. I see Julio go out, and I said to myself, you know, if he can do this, I can do this. And granted, he has a larger audience than I do. But the mindset was, even if it's just for myself, I'm going to make this album, you know.
His first solo album, Set on a Hill, was produced by Windham Hill Records founder Will Ackerman. Chad Lawson's Set on the Hill was pretty much a standard New Age solo piano album. He made a few other recordings like that, but it was his 2013 release, The Space Between, that found him emerging with his own voice.
With The Space Between, I wrote the album in a day, with the exception of one song, and then I recorded the album the following day. And what I found during the recording process, there were moments where I said to myself, why am I trying to rush this? You know, with this phrase, let this phrase just take its time, be patient. And actually, that stems from my love of Keith Jarrett. He is probably one of the most patient musicians in the sense of letting the dynamic build. And it's been such a learning experience for me just to say, wait, just be patient.
Thank you. might notice that the tone of the piano in the space between is very hushed, lacking a hard attack. That's because Chad Lawson did something different to his instrument.
It is indeed. What I've done is I've taken felt and I've placed it between the strings and the hammer. The biggest thing that it does is it takes away the strong attack. So when you strike the note, it removes this attack, but it also creates this resonating tone that it sounds as if there's reverb on the piano. So for example, I'm just going to take a random note here. Whereas if I were to do that without the felt, it would have this harsh, bright kind of sound. But what happens is, when you begin to build on this layering with it being muted, and it creates this bedding. And that tone just goes forever.
Chad Lawson took the same approach to his 2014 album, The Chopin Variations. It's a CD of Chopin compositions, but given a very ambient treatment.
What I've done basically is I've kept as much of his melody as I possibly could. And what I wanted to get rid of was all of the extra notes, basically, in a roundabout way. So, like, there's one piece. The original piece has about 12 notes or so in the melody. It's, you know, it's a really, really famous piece. So what I did is I went through, and in that measure, I only allowed 2 notes per measure. So basically, I took that. So I only kept 2 notes of that. And you still see that it's like, even with so much missing, his music is still magical.
Lawson created a CD's worth of solo piano renditions of Chopin pieces and sent that to violinist Judy Kang and cellist Ruben Codaly. He didn't want them to play the melodies. He had just one instruction for them.
The only thing that I told them was just space.
Space.
Yeah, space. It's my favorite note. You have the beginning of this waveform, and then you let that go, and then you just let that just sink in. That's where the magic happens right there.
Sometimes I was thinking, Chad, do you really need cello on this? Because it was so nice, you know? Like,
Ruben Codaly.
So I just try to do as minimal into it, but also as effective to his vibe with the tones and the appreciation, I guess, of Chopin's just little melodies here and there and chord changes.
Judy Kang.
I'm not thinking too much. Like, I try not to analyze. I'm not really thinking chords. A lot of it is really just what I feel in that moment.
Although this music might seem as far from jazz as you can get, Chad Lawson feels like he's going back to his roots.
Honestly, I think Chopin wanted to be a jazzer. I do. I think had he been around, because there are a couple of times in his music where I'm like, that's a bebop scale. That is an absolute bebop scale in certain pieces. And some of his voicings that he was doing, I really honestly think that had he heard maybe Gershwin, you know, I think his whole direction would have changed.
And maybe if Chopin had heard some Brian Eno and Harold Budd, he may have sounded more like Chad Lawson. Chad Lawson's The Chopin Variations is a double CD, one solo piano, the other with Ruben Codaly and Judy Kang. It's out on Hillset Records. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, E-C-H-O-E-S, .org, O-R-G. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.